Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Keith, thanks for coming on today. Appreciate it.
Good to be with you, Dom. Just hope I don't get interrupted here by Bruce Springsteen. if he calls in, maybe I'm in trouble.
Well, let's see. We got the Springsteen call and we got the DeSantis call. Which call? All right, now let me give you this test. I know you're a big fan, and certainly with a lot of now, you've seen him up close, and I am too. I love what the guy has done of DeSantis. But let's say you're getting a call from, I don't know, Dan, pick somebody. Come on now, give us something that would be difficult for him. He's in Pittsburgh. Let's say it's Terry Bradshaw calling her DeSantis.
Mario Lemieux, or you got DeSantis. How about that?
Whose call are you taking?
Well, I think you take both and you let them talk to each other. Ron's a great sports fan, and I'm sure he can like to connect with some of his Western Pennsylvania roots. You know, his dad was born about 10 miles from where I live here in Western PA. I actually have a photo. I hope the Eagles fans don't mind this one. I have a photo of Ron when he was like 2 years old wearing a Steelers outfit because his parents are from this area. His dad grew up in Aliquippa, PA. His mom grew up in Youngstown. They married sometime in the 1970s and moved down to Florida. And Ron was born in 1978 outside of Tampa.
Ah,
he would come up here all the time in the summer times.
Right.
You know, he was on a little league team. He was up in Williamsport with the Little League World Series back in 1991.
Really? Yep.
So yeah, he knows Pennsylvania. He's going to be coming back again. We've got him lined up to speak at the Pennsylvania Leadership Conference on April 1st over in Harrisburg. So he's been to Pittsburgh several times since he's been governor. I've had him come and give a couple talks. And, of course, I've been down there. I was down there most recently for his policy summit that he had a couple weeks ago, which was a very good event with about 150 people. And hearing about the success that he's been able to achieve in Florida and taking that message on the road with his new book, Courage to Be Free.
I love how you segue just from that one thing to connect him to Pennsylvania and Steelers country. It was beautifully done. Here's the thing, Keith, and you've seen this too up close. I really like Scott Walker. I had him in studio. He conducted himself marvelously. I went to his presidential rollout. He gave me an hour here in Philadelphia. He had all kind of money to spend. Then he was on the stage, and he just, I don't know if you concur, he dropped out after a while. It just didn't look, for want of a better term, presidential. DeSantis has everything. Except people are saying, and at times I see this, he's saying exactly what I want, but is it a little bit tepid? So on the big stage, he's close to that because of all the attention in Florida. What can you tell us you think will happen when he's standing with Trump and the others?
Well, I think I've seen him on the stage. I've seen him at big rallies. Mm-hmm. I've seen him speak before a crowd. We've had him here last August. He was addressed a rally here, and we had him at our Lincoln Day dinner the year before that with a crowd of about 800 people and very enthusiastic response. This is a guy who does connect with people, and I'm going to attribute that to somewhat of the Rust Belt roots that he has.
Mm-hmm.
Practical people here in Western PA, practical people throughout Ohio. Ron's wife is from the state of Ohio. And you saw that somewhat on display. I think you know, the tragedy they had down there at the Surfside condo collapse, you saw a couple fully engaged with the community on the ground every day, working with the disaster recovery folks, really showing another side of the guy's leadership that few people have been able to see. And certainly after Hurricane Ian and what mm-hmm. you saw going on there and how quickly he acted to get things back online. That's the kind of record he can run on. Florida has prospered tremendously over the last several years. A lot of people moving in, business formation, number one in the country. People like what he's done with education, putting parents back in charge. So he has a great record to be running on and a lot to tell the American people if he decides to run. Now, again, he's not a candidate.
Keith, you're talking to Dom. We've had a lot of conversations. I put it at 99.99%. Why would he not? Because he's a smart guy and he realizes when the opportunity's there, you got to go, right?
Absolutely. But it's just not a vacuum either. Don't forget, this is a guy with a family. You know,
right.
I'm sure that both he and his wife would be thinking things through very carefully. But he's got the third biggest state in the union to be governing right now, and they're in the middle of a legislative session, hoping to achieve a number of additional wins for the state of Florida.
All right. Well, now I'm interested. I know your legal background. You're a precise guy. I thought he and his staff did a great job on Ukraine because he doesn't have a lot of foreign policy, maybe in Congress. He's a detailed guy. The statement on Ukraine hit where I think the Republican Party is now, but it did not off-put any people other than a few Republican senators who I don't think the change that Republicans are moving towards saying, we don't want to be involved in unending wars or things like that. What did you think of what he crafted there?
I think you got to look at it in the context of where we've been through the last 20 years. And if people haven't read it, there's a book that I think name is Craig Whitlock at the Washington Post wrote a book called The Afghanistan Papers. And it talked about really the two decades of misinformation that we got out of the Pentagon with respect to the progress in Afghanistan. Look, there's war fatigue out there. There is a real concern about the resources that this country has. We're now $31 trillion in debt. I think it's right when we say you can't give a blank check to any country. And you've got to take a look at what is going on in the field. You understand, I think Europe should be far more engaged than they have been. But again, you've got to focus on this country, too. And a strong America is going to be deterring a lot of the aggression that you see out there. You know, if Trump had gotten reelected in 2020, I don't think you would have seen an invasion of Ukraine by Putin. I just don't think it would have happened. So we got to focus on making sure America is as strong as she can be. And that includes, you know, making sure our fiscal house is in order and making sure we have the adequate resources in our military.
Absolutely. Now, I think it plays well. You may not have seen this, Keith, but I've been rolling it out a little bit here. The New Yorker wrote a piece comparing Ron DeSantis and Trump/Vance. What they did in East Palestine and DeSantis's emphasis on woke and saying the Trump and Vance, that sort of thing is much better for Republican voters. I think DeSantis and what he's done on woke has been genius. He owns it detail after detail because it's unending and people, even independent voters, resent this stuff.
Well, I think that's right, and I think the East Palestine situation, the neglect of communities like that by elites in Washington, D.C., you look how the Secretary of Transportation completely dropped the ball. He should have been there immediately. He was not. It showed a real callousness towards people in this part of the country. I think that Trump certainly tapped into that in his campaign back in 2016, and J.D. Vance has as well. But I think folks in East Palestine would similarly be concerned about the woke problems. So you're looking at a cross-cutting effort on things that people across the board would respond to. And certainly Governor DeSantis would find fault with the government's reaction with what happened in East Palestine as well. East Palestine happens to be smack dab between the place where his mom grew up and the place where his dad grew up.
Ah, exactly right. Well, Keith, I'm fascinated talking with you with DeSantis. And as you said, we're going to see him here in Harrisburg, at least at that big event, and hope to get a chance to talk with him about his book, because with our listeners, they are riveted to see how this plays out with him. So, Keith, thank you. Thanks very much for coming on today.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.